Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I want to talk about pride in our spiritual life. Pride is one of those things where if we don't have it under control, it's going to affect a lot of other sins that we experience in our life. Whether it's lust, whether it's stealing, lying, we're going to struggle with pride. If we struggle with pride, we're going to have a lot harder time dealing with those things, since when we're prideful, we believe that we know what's best in those situations, and so we're going to succumb to them. Tonight, I wanted to break this lesson down into two different sections. One, we're going to look at an example of someone who was just who had a lot of pride in their life, and then we're going to look at someone who had pride in their spiritual life. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, verse 28. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 28, it says, and this is after Daniel had told Nebuchadnezzar his dream, it says, "And all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. And the king answered and said," and when you listen to this verse, listen for all the times he says, "me. Is this not the great Babylon which I have built with my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" So we see here, he is obviously a very proud person. It's clear why. He's a king. He had people always telling him what a great person he was, how much power he had, what a great king he was going to be. And then we see the response to this. It says in verse 31, "While the words were still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken.'" Now we see in the previous verses that King Nebuchadnezzar said "me" three times. But now we're going to see how many times, listen to how many times God says "you." So basically, King Nebuchadnezzar is saying, "This is all what I've done." So God is saying, "Okay, this is what you get." It says in verse 31, we'll read that one more time. "While the words were still in the king's mouth, there was a voice that fell from heaven. 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom of God has departed from you, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and you shall be made to eat grass like an ox, for seven periods of time shall pass over you, until you know the Most High rules the kingdom of God and gives it to whom he will.' Immediately the word of the Lord was fulfilled against Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from among men, ate grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair grew as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws." So we see here that pride is very deceptive. Nebuchadnezzar thought that he had done all this himself, when it was clear that God had given him those great things. And I want to take a minute here to talk about the difference between being proud of something and having pride. When you are proud of something, like you're great at sports, or you are good at a musical instrument or something, it's not a sin to be proud of that. An example of this would be, you know, if two people had a child and they wanted to raise that child to be, you know, whatever, and that child grew to be a great person, is the father of that child going to say, "Oh, I did all that"? Well, no. Both the mother, you, his friends, they all had an influence on that life. So being proud is acknowledging that it's not just you. There are others that are involved in whatever it is that you're doing. You know, if you played an orchestra like I did, when that concert's done and it went really well, are you happy that it was just you that did that, that you made it all great? No, you're happy because everything came together. So we see here with King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a lot of pride because he thought he had done it all. If he had been proud of the great accomplishments he had made, giving God the credit for helping him along the way, things would have turned out a lot differently. So if you would, turn your Bibles to Luke 18. Luke 18. And in verse, Luke 18, verse 9. Now we're going to focus more on a spiritual life and being proud during your spiritual walk. In verse 9, it says, he also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves as they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now we get here, like I said before with Nebuchadnezzar, listen to all the times he says, me or I. In verse 11, the Pharisee standing by himself prayed this, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector standing afar off would not even lift his eyes to God, but beat his breast saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. You know, looking at the Pharisee, he looked like a very good man from the outside. He was praying. That's a really good sign of your spiritual walk. He was praying. He was fasting. He was tithing. All those things made him seem like such a good person. But it was the attitude that he had when he was doing those things. He wasn't necessarily doing it to please God. He was doing it to show off to others. And again, we see all the times he says, I. And if in your spiritual walk, if you think about the things that you're doing, but you're doing it with an I attitude, we need to rethink and refocus why we are doing the things that we are doing. And just a quick side note, you know, obviously in this, the Pharisee is praying, but when we look at our life, are we praying like we should be? That's one thing that I think especially I've noticed in my life, you know, when I have most had a difficult time with my prayer life, it's been when I've been the most proud. And I think the reason for that is when we are proud, we don't feel like we need God. We don't feel like we need his guidance, his wisdom, because we feel like we know everything. And in this, in these verses, you know, we see one person who is not confident, which is the tax collector. You know, he's so down, he's beating himself, you know, God be merciful to me, a sinner. We see tax collector who is overconfident. But I want to say confidence is a good thing to have. We can be proud that you know, we are Christians and that we are doing the best that we can. We can be confident that we are saved. But it's the attitude that the thing I need, that we need to, that I keep getting at, is it's the attitude of these people. So if you would, I want to spend the last little bit of time here looking at four different verses, all in Proverbs. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 2. Proverbs 11 and verse 2, and it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. And then turn to chapter 16 of Proverbs. Chapter 16 and verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. And then turn to 29:23. It says, one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. And then the last verse, turn to Proverbs 16 through 19. And it says, there are six things which the Lord hates, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. As we continue to do through our week, think about this verse right here. If you're going to take one thing away from this lesson, take away this verse. You know, when we think of different sins out there, you know, I think murder is probably the one that we think of the most as being like the worst sin that we can ever commit. When you murder, there's no coming back. You know, you can breathe lies, you can sow discord, but those things can be mended with effort. But murder is you cannot go back. And we see here, murder is not the number one on this list. It's haughty eyes, being proud. And I think the reason, like I said in the beginning of this lesson, when you're proud, you're going to stumble in all these different things. Being proud is the root of all these different sins. If you're a proud person, you are going to lie. You are going to devise wicked plans. You're going to be tempted to murder or to murder. You're going to want to run to evil. So as we go out this week and as we continue to go with our Christian walk, I want us to think about being proud, or about pride in our life, because we can try to do many, many great things, but if we don't get this under control, we will stumble in all different ways of our life. Thank you.